Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
Frequency.
And thank you all for tuning in.
Today we got a new one for Mystery Frequency. Back-to-back episodes of Crime Club. Crime Club, as it turns out, started as a publishing company. And later, they took their anthology series to radio. For the purpose of our episodes, the series that we'll be talking about is The Crime Club on the Mutual Network, which aired from 1946 to 1947. And each episode was an adaptation of their book series. Now, as with all Volume 1s, please let me know what you think of this episode, whether it's through the comments on Spotify, my email, social medias, or through my website. All those links can be found in the description below. And while you're there, please follow, review, and rate the podcast. And a big thank you to everyone that has. And with all that,
please enjoy the show.
Take the easy chair by the window. Comfortable. Good. The book is on this shelf. Yes, here it is. Death Blew Out the Match. A very absorbing story of death and mystery on a small island. Let's look at it under the reading lamp. It was an evening early in May, and the waters around the Cape, just off the coast of Massachusetts, were buried under a fog as thick and as massive as any you'd want to see. Moving cautiously, a small boat makes its way slowly toward one of the islands off the Cape. In the boat, there are Elisha McCumber and Anne Waldron.
Well, this is something. I'm glad we're almost there.
Yep. You been scared, Miss Waldron?
Oh, not scared, Elisha, but if I hadn't bumped into you in New Bedford, I'd have spent the night there. Not even Noah himself could have persuaded me to take a boat ride in this fog. What's new on the island?
Oh, nothing much. Unless you're counting a mysterious stranger.
Mysterious?
Calls himself David Highland. Gets mail from New York, Washington, Boston, but near every day. Nobody knows what's in it. He don't talk.
Maybe he's an ex-sailor with a sweetheart in every port.
This could be. But I'm chairman of the Board of Selectmen, and it's my duty to keep the peace on that island.
Well, you've always managed, Elisha. What else is new?
Leonard Case is there, too.
Leonard?
Yep. 4 weeks now.
Then Myra Van Wyck must be there.
He ain't. I guess Mr. Case will be mighty glad to see you, Miss Waldron.
Why should he be glad?
Well, I reckon a fella gets pretty lonesome with a plaster cast on each leg.
Plaster cast, Leonard?
Got both his legs broke in an automobile accident a few months ago. I figured you might know about it.
No. No, I didn't know. Elisha, are you sure Myra isn't on the island?
Mm-hmm. You're still sweet on the fella, ain't you?
He doesn't mean a thing to me.
Maybe not. But summer of last year, when Mr. Case turned from you to that Van Wyck woman... I was mighty glad the season ended without a killing.
Thanks very much, Elisha. I'll go the rest of the way alone.
Oh, I don't mind taking your door, Miss Walden.
Well, you don't have to. I'll just follow this path around Myra Van Wyck's house, and that'll take me right home. Good night, Elisha. And thanks for everything.
Good night, Miss Walden. Be careful.
Maybe I should have... Oh, well. Nothing ever happens here. What was that? What on earth? That's Myra's house, and it's closed tight. Someone's coming this way. Someone...
Hello? Fancy meeting you here.
Who are you? What do you want?
You sound like a native. Suppose I answer your first question first. Who am I? David Highland.
Highland?
Why don't you call me David? Then I can call you...
Anne Waldron.
Anne. Lovely. Your house is about 200 feet from here, isn't it?
Yes.
Do you expect to live there alone?
What business is it of yours?
Just this... You won't tell anyone that you met me tonight, will you?
I won't.
That's what I said. Because if you do, one of us will become very useless.
Hey, Mr. Case, there's a dame here to see you.
A dame? Show her in, sir.
Okay, Tootsie. Help yourself to the boss. But don't make him nervous. He's in a very delicate condition.
Anne! Oh, Anne, darling, I'm so glad to see you.
Hello, Leonard.
Oh, you look beautiful. More beautiful
hey,
than
Mr.
I...
Hey, Mr. Case, is it all right if I take the car and go for a drive into town?
Yes, beat it. Go anyplace.
I'll pick up some chow for the icebox while I'm there. You got a couple of preferences, maybe?
Buy anything you like, but for Pete's sake...
Okay.
Oh, don't look so surprised, Anne. The guy saved my life. Pulled me out of the wreck before the car went up in flames. Hang it if he doesn't turn out to be the best cook and butler this side of the Atlantic. I was hoping you'd come, Anne.
You were? What do you mean?
I knew you were on the island.
Oh, Elisha told you.
No, I saw you.
From here?
Hmm?
But my house is... Leonard, what have you done to this room?
You like? I had these walls put out and the glass put in their place. Nah, I don't miss a trick. I simply look through this telescope, and the island has no secrets.
I see. Leonard, when is Myra coming?
She isn't.
Too busy in New York?
I hope so. The fact is, Myra and I are washed up. Silly, isn't it?
Is it?
The crazy thing about it is that I really thought I loved her. I must have been out of my mind.
Did you marry her?
No. I wasn't that crazy, Anne.
Leonard! Put that crawl on your bed.
And I want you to meet Mabel, my little helpmate. When Sam's away, Mabel does the little odd jobs that make me comfortable. Watch. Mabel, my pipe. Oh, you're slipping, old girl. You forgot my tobacco pouch. Thank you. Now you may go out and get your lunch. And don't dig up anyone's garden.
Where did you pick that up?
Myra gave it to me.
Wow. Everyone to his taste. I don't think I... What's that?
What?
On your bed. It's a buckle off a woman's shoe.
Well, what do you know? The thing that bird will bring home with her.
Wait a minute, Leonard. I've seen this buckle before. Haven't you?
Haven't I? Why, I don't remember.
That's Myra's.
What are you talking about? Myra's in New York.
Well, we'll soon find out. Give me that telescope.
But... Hello? Yes, yes, she's here. Would you like to talk to her? Uh-huh. What? Good heavens, of course I'll tell her right away. Anne, you can stop looking.
What is it, Leonard?
Myra's here on the island. Elisha McComber just phoned. He wants you to go over to her house. She's been murdered.
Miss Waldron. You got here pretty quick, didn't you?
I can't believe it. Myra dead. When did it happen?
Sometime last night.
Last night?
The coroner says it must have took place between 11 and 12.
That's impossible.
Is it? Why?
Well, it was close to 12 when I left you. I took the path that runs around this place. The house was locked up.
Did you look to see?
No, there was no reason for me to look. You yourself told me Myra wasn't on the island.
I reckon I was wrong, Miss Waldron. Miss Van Wyck must have got here while I was in New Bedford.
Then that must have been it.
What was that, Miss Waldron?
The door. As I was passing by here last night, I heard the door open and close twice.
Of course, you didn't see anyone, did you?
As a matter of fact, I didn't.
It's too bad. Would you like to see the body?
Must I?
It can't hurt you. It's right there in the living room. Come along. There she is, just like I found her.
Oh, her head's almost in the fireplace.
Yep. She was just about to light the fire with that match when death blew it out. You got any idea what killed her?
I? Well, why should I?
I thought you might have. It was cyanide of potassium.
Oh, how awful.
Uh-huh. But there's one thing that puzzles me, Miss Waldron. How did the killer get to take it?
I don't know, Elisha.
There ain't a sign of a struggle in the room, and there ain't a mark on her body. Cyanide works like lightning. That means she was killed right here in this room.
But, Elisha, you keep talking about murder. How do you know it wasn't suicide?
Of course, I ain't never seen a corpse that could get up and dispose of the evidence.
Maybe she chewed it.
Huh? How would you be knowing about that, Miss Walton?
That piece of gum near the fireplace.
I guess I must be slipping. Now, we'll see what the coroner has to say about this gum.
It was suicide, Elisha. I'm sure of it now.
Why?
Ask Leonard Case. He can give you all the facts.
I'm asking you, Miss Waldron.
I don't know them. Now, why did you send for me?
I wanted to hear what you had to say in the presence of the corpse.
But why me?
To my way of thinking, Miss Van Wyck was murdered. And I thought maybe I ought to have a talk with the one person that had both motive and opportunity. That's you, Miss Waldron.
Well, are you trying to break down the door?
I must see you, Mr. Highland.
All right. Would you like to look at me here, or would you rather come in?
I'll come in.
Good. Sit down.
No, thanks. Mr. Highland, what were you doing out in the fog last night?
You won't call me David, will you?
Will you answer my question, please?
Sure. What were you doing out in the fog last night?
I was going home.
So was I. That makes us even, doesn't it?
Not quite. Myra Van Wyck's been murdered.
What? You don't say. On this quiet, peaceful island? Did you tell anyone you met me?
No.
Good girl. Yes. Always play it smart.
I will, Mr. Highland.
Will you? Would you like to hang for the murder of Myra Van Wyck?
What?
Suppose I told Elisha that I saw you coming out of her house last night.
But you didn't.
How do you know I didn't?
Well, I didn't go in after I left you. I went right home.
Can you prove it?
Can I? Now, look here, Mr. Highland. What are you trying to do?
I don't want you to make any mistakes. You protect me, and I'll protect you.
You killed Myra.
Don't point, Miss Waldron. It's bad manners.
Why did you do it? All right. I'm going to find out, Mr. Highland, and what you came to this island for. And when I do...
Yes?
That letter on the desk. That's Myra's handwriting on the envelope.
Put it down.
Mail from New York yesterday.
Give it back.
You didn't have to break my arm.
I'm sorry. It's such a pretty arm, too. And that's such a pretty neck.
What are you going to do?
Nothing. But if you say one word about this letter to anyone, I'm going to put a rope around that neck for keeps.
Leonard, what am I going to do? Elisha thinks I killed Myra. And I can't prove that I didn't.
Anne, I know you didn't, no matter what you thought of Myra. Elisha was here. I told him that she wanted to marry me, but, well, I couldn't do it.
Then she loved you?
I'm afraid so.
Leonard, it's possible then that Myra committed suicide.
No. Just before you came in, Elisha phoned me. That piece of gum you found, there was no poison in it.
Oh.
Oh. Don't worry, darling. We'll find a way to get you out of it.
Leonard, who left that gum there?
A killer, no doubt. Listen, Anne. What about David Highland?
Who?
Don't pretend you don't know him. I saw you with him a little while ago.
You saw me?
Mm-hmm. This telescope. Why did you go to his house?
I can't tell you.
All right. Then maybe you can tell me what you and he were wrestling over. It was a letter, wasn't it?
Leonard, please don't ask me.
Wasn't it?
Yes. From Myra.
Myra? Well, what's he got to do with
me? I don't know. But, oh, promise you won't tell anyone. Leonard, you must promise.
Why?
Well, just promise, that's all.
All right, dear. Well, we've got to know it was in that letter.
Yes, but how are we going to get it?
I'll keep my telescope trained on his house. When David Highland goes out, I'll tell Sam... Shut up, Mabel.
Mabel. Leonard, that shoe buckle she brought in here this morning.
Yes?
That was Myra's. Oh, what a dunderhead I am. Why didn't I see it before?
See what?
Where did Mabel find that buckle? Certainly not in Myra's house. She must have found it outside somewhere. Don't you see what that means?
Uh-huh. That Myra wasn't killed in her own house. Say.
Now all we have to do is find out where she was killed. Leonard, how well have you got that crow trained?
Pretty well. Why?
That buckle. If you told her to put it back where she found it, would she do it?
I don't think so. She's not that smart.
Oh.
Besides, it's been hours since she brought it here.
All right. Then that letter from Myra might tell us what we want to know. I want to know the minute that man goes out. Now, let me see. The desk. Oh, he would keep it locked. I don't think he'd be so careless as to leave it under the chair cushions. Now, that would be too obvious. Oh. Hello?
Anne.
Oh, what is it, Leonard? Is he coming back?
I haven't seen him, but it's getting dark, and I'm afraid I won't be able to keep watch for you much longer.
I can't leave now. I've got to find that letter.
But it might be dangerous. Suppose he walks in on you.
Well, I'll have to take that chance. Hold the wire. I'll go look some more.
All right, but hurry.
Chair cushions. Oh, no, of course not. A liquor cabinet. Who would think of looking in a liquor cabinet for a letter? Only it didn't get dark so fast. There. Hello, Leonard.
Any luck, Anne?
Plenty. I've got it.
Bring it over here right away.
Leonard.
Well, what's the matter? Well, why don't you get out of there?
I'm afraid it's too late. Well, Leonard, send for Elisha McCormick, quick.
Is it Highland?
I can't see. It's dark. Get Elisha.
Anne. Anne.
Mr. Highland.
Huh? Why, Elisha McComber. What's all the excitement about?
And where do you think you're going?
I'm not thinking, Your Honor. I'm going for a walk.
Where's Miss Waldron?
Anne? Is she supposed to be here?
Yep. Let's go into your house.
All right, if you like. While we're doing that little thing, would you mind telling me what this is all about?
In time. Where is she?
I don't know. When I left for the village, the house was empty. When I came back, it was still empty.
She spoke to Mr. Case on the phone from here.
Really? Well, perhaps I should lock my door when I go out. Do you think my neighbors would disapprove?
Ain't none of my business. But this matter of Miss Waldron. Mr. Highland, would you be a gum-chewing character?
Sometimes. When I want to get rid of a bad taste.
And how did you get rid of the gum? Spit it out on the floor?
What do you mean?
Over there, by that table.
Maybe you
will, a lot sooner than you'd be expecting. Are you ready to talk about Miss Waldron?
Of course. Yes. I think she's beautiful. I think she's a charming girl. Now, if she were only a bit more friendly...
Is that all you've got to say?
No, but for the moment, it'll have to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you'd better come with me.
Where?
To Miss Van Wyck's house.
Why there?
Me and my boys have given that place a mighty fine once over. Somebody that done a killing could think that we'd have no more reason to go back there. But we have, Mr. Hyland. Come on.
Well, are you satisfied, Elisha? There isn't a trace of Ann Waldron upstairs or even down here in the cellar.
I ain't through looking yet, Mr. Hyland.
Where do you expect to find her? In the coal bin?
Maybe. Hand me that shovel.
All right, but I...
On the other hand, maybe you better do the shoveling.
Hmm?
I can keep an eye on you that way.
Well, anything to make a select man happy, especially if he's the chairman of the board.
You're a mighty calm young fella, ain't you? Pretty sure of yourself.
I was brought up right.
What do you know about Miss Van Wyck?
She's dead.
The postman mentioned you got a letter from New York this afternoon. It was in a woman's handwriting.
I get lots of letters.
From dead people?
And you can never tell about that, Elisha. Sometimes you can swear a person is alive, and then after you've known him for a while, you...
But this letter, Mr. Hyland, the postman had an idea it was in Miss Van Wyck's handwriting. From what he remembers of her handwriting.
I didn't kill her, if that's what you're leading up to.
Yep, that's what I'm leading up to. You got that letter?
Nope.
Well, suit yourself, Mr. Hyland. You don't have to talk now.
Wait a minute. Huh? That suitcase, it was buried in the coal.
Well, I'll be swan. Open it. Jumping G. Horsifat. Jewels.
Diamonds.
Well, it must be $1 million worth. So that's it. That's why Miss Van Wyck was killed.
Uh-huh.
She come back here too soon. Whoever was hiding this stuff here figured that she'd be in New York, maybe. And maybe not, Mr. Hyland.
No?
Maybe that person knew she was coming back. Maybe him and Miss Van Wyck were sort of partners in a business that wasn't legal. Does that make sense to you, Mr. Hyland?
I don't know. I don't go in for guesswork.
How about cyanide of potassium?
You're singing way off key, Elisha.
But you've got the right tune, ain't you? Put your hands up, Mr. Hyland.
All right.
Now, just you walk up them stairs. And no monkey business, my friend. I got an eye like an eagle.
Operator, 124.
Hello?
Elisha, this is Leonard Case. You found Ann Waldron?
No.
Oh, good heavens, what are you doing about it?
I got searching parties out all over the island.
But what about David Hyland? It was from his house that she called for help.
He'll talk, Mr. Case, about Miss Waldron and about Miss Van Wyck, too.
You mean that he killed Myra?
Yeah. Well, oh, Mr. Case.
Yes?
The folks here in the village tell me your car's been parked all day by the general store.
I know. My butler, Sam Ray, took it this morning. Send him back if you see him, will you?
Ain't nobody seen him since 2 o'clock this afternoon. I reckon you'll have to be advertising for a new butler, Mr. Case.
Well, that's ridiculous. Sam wouldn't quit me without notice.
Maybe not, but he ain't on the island.
Okay, sister, on your feet. Shut up. They're going to take a ride now in the open sea. Fresh air and just enough fog to keep me and you out of sight. Nice, ain't it? The way that fog comes in over the water. Perfect hideout. Even better than this stinking old tool shed. Tough, ain't it? You got so much to say, but that gag don't let you. Yeah. Okay, get going. Right down to the boat. Then maybe when we get way out in the ocean, I'll tell you a nice, interesting bedtime story. Okay, baby, this is it. Hey, you're dying to talk, ain't you? Okay, I'll take off the gag. Hey, you can scream, too. There ain't a soul around here to hear you, 8 miles offshore.
Sam Ray, when Leonard Case finds out about this, he...
What's he gonna do, fire me?
He'll... What if chance you've got against me. Why did you bring me out here to kill me?
I don't like snoopers, baby.
But I was only trying to protect myself. Elisha McComber suspected me of killing Myra Van Wyck. I didn't do it. I had to find out who did.
So you went after a letter?
I thought it might give me a clue.
Yeah.
Did that letter contain any evidence, Sam?
Plenty.
What kind of evidence?
You're sure a dame, ain't you?
Well, you can't be afraid to tell me now. I'll never have a chance to... Will I?
How right you are.
Well, are you going to tell me or aren't you?
Baby, that letter meant the difference between $1 million bucks and zero. That Highland guy...
Then he was mixed up with the death of Myra.
Shut up.
What's the matter?
Listen. There's a boat out there. You make one sound.
You listen.
Are you dirty little? I'm going to finish you off right now and get out of here.
Get away from him, Miss Walden. Get out of that boat.
That's the whole story, Leonard. If it hadn't been for Elisha, I'd be at the bottom of the ocean now.
Oh, Anne, darling, I don't know what to say to you. I feel as though it's all my fault.
Nonsense.
Oh, but Sam worked for me. I trusted him. How was I to know that he was a diamond thief and that he'd killed Myra? He did kill Myra, didn't he, Elisha?
I reckon so. We got in the way of knowing now with him at the bottom of the ocean.
Well, all I can say is thanks for saving Anne. Now, how about a party to celebrate? Sam gone, I guess we'll have to rely on Mabel to do the honors. Mabel! Candy! Candy, Mabel, for the lady. If she could only cook. Mabel!
She flew out the window. Leonard, she's flying toward Myra's house.
Candy for the lady, eh, Mr. Kane?
I don't understand what got into that bird. She's never disobeyed orders.
And I reckon she ain't disobeying them now. She's flying to the only lady she knows. All right, Mr. Case, you can talk now. If you got a mind to.
But I got nothing to say.
That's your privilege. But you killed Myra Van Wyck by sending that bird out last night with a piece of poison candy. And you done it because you knew the lady would take the candy from the bird, maybe as an omen of reconciliation. Miss Waldron, did you know that Mr. Case and Miss Van Wyck was husband and wife?
Married?
Yep. I asked the police in New York to do a routine check on Miss Van Wyck, and they come up with the dope.
Leonard.
All right, so what? I didn't want her around. I told her to stay away from the island, to leave me alone.
And you had good reason to. She might have found them diamonds in her coal bin. That would have been too bad, wouldn't it, for you?
Well, what brings you down to the beach at this hour of night?
You. And some of the things you can explain to me about Leonard.
Oh. Well, Leonard Case was a smuggler. Sam Ray worked for him. So did a lot of others. It was my job to round up the gang from the top down.
Your job?
Mm-hmm. I'm an agent of the Treasury Department.
Oh. Well, that tells me a lot.
Oh. Well, that's why I had to be so tough with you on occasions. I couldn't take the chance of being implicated in a murder. I would have had to explain my position to Elisha.
But he's an officer of the law.
Rounding up a gang of smugglers was my job. Finding a murderer was his.
Yes. But what about that letter you received from Myra?
That, my dear, was an authorization for me to enter her house and search it.
Oh. Oh! What a...
What a little dope you are.
Mr. Highland.
David. Come on, let's take a walk.
So closes tonight's Crime Club book, Death Blew Out the Match. based on the story by Kathleen Moore Knight. Stedman Coles did the radio adaptation. Roger Bauer produced and directed. Oh, I beg your pardon. Hello, I hope I haven't kept you waiting. Yes, this is the Crime Club. Well, I'm the librarian. Yes. Ah, come over a week from tonight. Good. We have a very unusual story about a murderer who was revealed by postage stamps. It's called For the Hangman. In the meantime? Well, in the meantime, there's a new Crime Club book available this week and every week at bookstores everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's available now. Quite all right. And we'll look for you next week.
Came to you from New York. Mutual's Mystery Hour continues immediately after station identification with a casebook of Gregory Hood. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, I hope I haven't kept you waiting. Yes, this is the Crime Club. I'm the librarian. Mr. Smith's hat. Yes, we have that Crime Club story for you. Come right over. Take the easy chair by the window. Comfortable? The book is on this shelf. Here it is. Mr. Smith's Hat by Helen Riley. A very intriguing story of a finger that puts its print on death. Let's look at it under the reading lamp. It was a bad day for New York City, the worst in a three-week period of early summer heat. And Inspector Christopher McKee was in his office at the Central Street Police Headquarters when the telephone rang. Yes, Inspector McKee talking, homicide.
Yes, I was just going to talk to you about that.
What?
Homicide. How'd you like to meet a freshly made corpse?
Go ahead, mister.
Well, go to 1142 West 16th Street, Gilbert Shannon's apartment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not there now, but don't worry. You'll find me waiting for you.
What's your name?
Gilbert Shannon.
Well, I'll be of all the day to be hung up by a lunatic.
Yes, Mr.
McKee. Cassidy, get the local precinct for West 16th Street. I want them to check on a nut.
Yes.
Hold a minute. Inspector McKee, homicide. All right, lady, give me the facts. Name, please.
Gilbert Shannon, 1142 West 16th Street.
What's that?
1142 West 16th Street. I just found him lying on the floor in a pool of blood.
Your name, please.
Julie. Will you please send someone over here right away, please?
Yes. Cassidy.
Yes, Inspector.
Never mind calling the local precinct. Get the medical examiner and order my car. I'm going up to that place myself.
I walked in, Inspector. Dad never bothered to lock the door. He didn't believe he had anything worth stealing, except a lot of unpaid bills.
And empty whiskey bottles, Miss Shannon, all over the place.
We pleaded with him to give up this dingy apartment. Oliver and I begged him.
Who's Oliver?
My uncle, Inspector. Oliver Gore.
The utilities man?
Mm-hmm. Since my mother died 2 years ago, I've been living with him and Tamsin, his wife, in their big house on East 54th Street.
Mm.
They had a dad to stay there, too, but he was stubborn.
Why?
He didn't want charity. He wouldn't let anyone help him. Not even Candace DeMar, his oldest friend. Not even me, his own daughter.
No, he seemed to have enough money for liquor, Miss Shannon.
That wasn't very often. You see, Dad was a writer. Popular magazine story. Sometimes he sold one. Then he...
Yeah, I know. That's been pretty tough on you and your mother. Well, let's see what happened here. Gilbert Shannon was sitting at that desk, working, his back to the door, when someone came in, cracked him on the... go with a blunt instrument, not once, but six times.
Please, Inspector.
I'm sorry. It was a vicious crime done by a vicious person. Someone who feared or hated your father.
But I don't know if anyone...
It was also someone your father trusted and was expecting.
What?
The blows were all on the back of the head. In other words, when Gilbert Shannon's killer opened that door, your father knew who it was. He didn't turn around, but kept right on working.
Inspector McKee, do you realize what you're saying?
I always do, Miss Shannon.
But it's crazy. My dad's friends were the best in the world. They were always trying to do things for him. I can't think of...
Know thine enemies, but beware of thy friends. A wise old saying, young lady. And in some cases of murder, I've known it to apply to relatives, too. Let's go.
Where are you taking me?
Home. I'd like to meet Oliver and Tamsin Galt and Santos DeMora and maybe a man who commits murder and then likes to play ghost.
Julie, I think you ought to go upstairs and lie down. I don't feel like a Tamsin.
He's so right, Julie, my dear. It is no good for you to hear all this talk about murder.
Please, Santos.
Like Gilbert, she is so awkward.
Inspector McKee, you haven't answered my question.
Your question, Mr. Gore?
About the newspaper.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. What do you want me to do?
Keep this matter private.
Why?
My position, of course. I'm vice president of Eastern Utilities. I don't want a scandal.
Oh, what are you afraid of?
Gilbert Shannon was my brother-in-law. He was married to my sister.
You haven't answered my question, Mr. Gold.
I don't want his private life made public. It wasn't clean.
Oliver.
Well, Julie, let's face it. We've been ashamed of him for a long time, long before your mother died. Now, why should I be punished for his mistake?
He never did anything to hurt you. He wouldn't even take your pity.
Now, there, Julie. Oliver didn't mean what he said.
Well, Inspector, I make no promises. As an old-time citizen, I think it's bad business to interfere with the press.
But my reputation...
We'll worry about that later. Where were you this afternoon?
At my office.
Every minute?
Until 12:15. Then I had lunch, and after that... Now, look here, Inspector...
After lunch, Mr. Galt.
I went for a walk.
A long walk?
I was back at my office at 2:15.
Mm-hmm. Salmon was killed between 12:30 and 2.
Inspector McTee, if you're intimating that
How about you, Mrs. Gall? Whoever you.
I'm just talking to you.
Buy anything?
No.
Need anyone?
No. Inspector, I thought you said the murderer is a man.
Oh, did I? Never take a policeman literally, Miss Salmon, until he waves a pair of handcuffs. Now, Mr. DeMara.
I was the sensible talk right after you. So you're too fast too hot to the order.
You need anyone?
I'm the prisoners and the studies, Inspector.
Yes, and I can't talk.
Senor, it is quite useless to make up a case about us. Not one person in this room had a reason or a wish to dispose of you about. We will prove nothing to the contrary.
Ha, not gone. Let me stick together. I hope you don't have to hang together. Hello. One moment, please. Are you, Inspector? Oh, thank you. Yes? What's that, man? Huh? Oh. Okay, put it through the lab. Ah? Good work. How to test the pad? Good. Yes, fine problem. But, everything comes to him who works.
What is it, Inspector?
A few things to worry about, Mr. Galt. The murder weapon has been found. Would one of you like to go?
I'm sick of this, Inspector. You have no right to make a house.
All right. It's a hammer. The postman took it out of the mailbox on Lower 5th Avenue.
I'm going to talk to you at my office. I'll be there all evening.
He was going to meet somebody in New York. We could have built a new place. Come on, close the book on it. Smaller, have you heard something to eat? You'll get something. And then come back here to my office. We'll have a good cry together. Hello, Thompson. Thompson, what are we doing here? I came in for a lonely dinner. I saw you sitting at the table. I am delighted. I want to do a little amount of the funeral and use a lot to the discussion. Do you want to burn? I am glad to be very good, Thompson, darling. It gives you an opportunity to answer, please. But I am only holding your hand. Is it for the dear? No, 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 I'll be looking. But let them look. Do I care? Well, I do. Thompson, what is the fear? No, no, no. It has not always been like this. It is not. I'm not ready to lose all of you. You do not lose something you do not like. That's how I feel about you, Thompson. I do not like to hear such talk. Yesterday you said different. You should not stand to lose without it. I do not know. Do you have a disturb?
No, I am not a disturb.
Then there is no good reason.
Why didn't you tell me that you have not punished your name?
Is it important?
I've given it to you. If you want me to fight the other for a night without money, have you all
of it? I see. You would rather be with a man you do not love.
This is impossible.
The
dancing.
When did you find this out about me?
Last night, isn't it? I remember that your business was on the rocks and you were down in the dump truck.
And immediately left the afternoon.
I was not going to die. I'm not.
You cannot do this to me when I have lost everything you can do.
Stop it, Papanova. Don't you know you love me? Do it. It's quite simple than surprise to you. I don't want to do it with a husband. And you, what are you doing with close to you? I thought you were a hummingbird. Did my father know about you too?
You did?
Don't answer that. I thought you were doing. And he was curious to know too much. And I like him to know completely out of your mind. You are afraid that God might tell others about you and Papa. That would have cost you a good home, plus a lot of money.
You are not making sense. Tyson, sit back.
Tyson's a liar, don't you? Do not talk about all that.
I'm going home.
A good place for you, Thompson. Maybe you can find the hammer that used to be on that second floor target.
Yes?
I looked for it tonight. But nothing there. You might ask one of the servants about that. Shall I ask one of the servants about my lipstick, too?
Yes, you do. I've had enough of your nasty little insinuations. If anyone had a motive for killing your father, you do it. He made your life miserable, and he destroyed your mother. He killed her. Thompson, you know how she died. She didn't fall in front of that subway train. She followed her.
No.
And the next time you see her accusing someone of murder, think of the consequences. All of them. The
mother. It is true, unfortunately, dear. David was my oldest friend, but sometimes even I did not understand it. Come, I will take you home to Oliver's house.
Yes, two reservations on the midnight train. Splendid. Mrs. Gardner, I picked them up at Port Troy. Thank you. Thompson, I didn't hear you come in.
Where have you gone on such short notice?
Mexico.
Right.
The newspapers have got hold of Gilbert's case. By tomorrow morning, all the filth in that man's life will become public gossip, and I don't want to face it.
Of course. But why must you do tonight?
Because I decided. I'll expect you very little time.
I can't go,
Oliver. Not my lips yet,
sir. Please listen to me. I can't leave Julie. She needs me.
Oh, she's got a lot.
You're not asked to carry on to my doctor. You're not asked. It wouldn't be fair to visit her at a time like this.
But I... Okay. I'll phone the airport for another reservation.
No, Julie needs time to organize herself. She's had a terrible shock. Why don't you go alone and live down here in a few days?
No.
You won't have to face the publicity when I have a chance to help Julie.
Yes, very well. I can wait for you at the Continental Hotel in Mexico City, and from there we can go on to... That's a good idea, Thompson. Will you phone the airport and cancel your reservation while I go upstairs and talk?
Of course, darling. Hello? Inspector McKee, please. Inspector McKee? This is Plant Eagle. I came home a few minutes ago, and I found that my husband has disappeared. Yes. Two of the suitcases are gone. Well, I phoned the airport, and I was told that he'd made a reservation on the midnight plane for him and me. Well, I don't know why he included me, but... No. No, I didn't cancel it. I didn't want Oliver to become suspicious. Yes. You're quite welcome. Goodbye.
You just made a serious blunder. You should have called the airport first. Now Inspector McKee will know that you were lying.
Oliver, put down that candle.
It was all worked out in your precious little mind, wasn't it? Julie needed care, loving care.
I didn't need it, Oliver. I'll call the inspector. I'll call him.
It's too late, Campton. Would you like to know how much I really love you?
Oliver, please. Please give me a chance.
As much as I hate you now.
You won't kill me. Somebody's listening on the phone now.
Hello? Hello? I'm tired, Cassidy. It's been a long day.
Sure, but wouldn't you be feeling good enough now to eat that cemetery birch to your good appetite?
Oliver Galt, big utilities man, making a getaway. And today, a new spy.
Won't he be getting mad when he finds the airport loaded down with cops?
You know what I'm saying? Are you sure? You gotta be sure. Okay.
What's the trouble, sir, if you don't mind me asking?
Those fingerprints we found on the door of the Shannon's apartment, Cassidy.
They ain't good.
They belong to a John Ravillo.
They go to call no such name.
The San Diego Confidence man arrested 21 years ago, broke jail 6 months later, was never found.
Well, that sort of changes the picture, don't it? Ravillo. Could that be a Spanish name?
I don't know.
On the other hand, it's possible that a fellow who calls himself John Smith and laughs at the church funeral might...
Yeah, anything's possible now. Inspector McKee, homicide.
Yes.
That's a joke, mister.
We meet again, Inspector, and again it's bad news.
Tell me about it.
You know who this is?
A ghost of Gilbert Shannon.
A toast to the wise. Death begets death. And when it's murder, there can be no end except it's death.
What's that?
It's happened again. But now it's a beautiful lady. Young, charming.
Who was it?
Tamsin Gawk.
What?
A horror of horrors to be snuffed out in the prime of life.
Now listen, you, if this is a gag,
goodbye, Inspector. I assume your next stop will be the Galt Mansion on East 54th Street, which is now a tomb.
Cassidy!
That car was made from wood near the guardhouse.
Never mind that. Pick up Smith and hold him here until I get back, if I ever do. Keep talking, Miss Shannon. I've got work to do.
Well, I didn't know what had happened until he came to the house, Inspector McKee. Travis DeMora brought me home, and I went straight up to my room.
Where'd he go?
He left me at the front door, Inspector.
Well, all right. I'm satisfied. I think we'll wrap up this candle holder now. The fingerprints on it should tell us who struck the first blow.
The first?
Yes. Tamsin Galt was not killed by a blow on the head. He was smothered to death.
Good heavens.
By someone who held her nose and mouth while she was unconscious.
But how can you tell?
Those swollen veins in her neck and the color of her face.
How dreadful. But who?
Anybody. It didn't require courage or strength.
I see. What about Oliver?
Huh? How do you mention him?
He might have found out that Sandals and Tamsin were... Well...
Oh, one of those things, huh? Did your father know about them, too?
He must have. The hammer he was killed with was taken out of this house.
Oh, thank you. Why didn't you talk about it sooner?
I didn't know until a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the second floor closet to look for something, and I found that...
We're having company.
That's Oliver.
Perfect. Meet him in the hall, and don't tell him what happened.
Don't?
Go ahead and do what I say.
All right, Inspector.
And leave that door open. I want to hear everything.
Oliver!
Hey, Jimmy! I just got upstairs. Where's Tamsin?
Oh, he's indisposed.
Indisposed? I just don't understand that woman. An hour ago, she wanted to fly to Mexico tonight.
Mexico? What are you talking about?
I rushed down to my office to get these papers. I thought I'd combine pleasure with business. And now, is she upstairs?
No, Mr. Gold.
What?
She's waiting for you in the living room.
Taking the key.
Would you like to see her? Of course you would. Now, come on. After you've had a good look, we'll take a trip downtown to police headquarters. And you too, Miss Shannon.
If you like.
I like. And while we're driving, we'll pick up Mr. DeMora and give him a lift, too.
Santa? But why?
Your alibi, Miss Shannon. And to you, Mr. Gold, a mathematical problem. The outside angle of a triangle.
Excuse me, Inspector.
What is it, Cassidy?
I just got the report of this candle holder. No fingerprints. It was wiped clean.
All right. Stay here with Smith. I'm going into the next room to pin down a murderer.
Inspector, I'd appreciate a drink if you have one.
Great, great. Give him one, Cassidy, from that water cooler.
No, not that. I need something.
Well, Inspector McKee, are you ready for it?
For one of you, Miss Shannon, an escaped convict by the name of John Revillo. What's the matter? You struck down? What about it, Mr. DeMora? Would you like to enlighten me?
I have never heard of the gentleman.
How about you, Mr. Gold?
I don't know him. I don't recall ever having met him.
Well, then, suppose I give you people an assist. Here's an ink pad. We'll take some fingerprints. Who'll be the first volunteer? You, Mr. Gold? Well?
All right. I'm John Revillo. But I didn't commit murder. You yourself told me that Tamsin was smothered.
You made it possible by cracking his skull.
I had no choice. We quarreled. She flew into a temper and picked up a knife.
You can do better than that. But first, what about Gilbert Shannon?
I thought he was blackmailing me. He was the only one who knew my real identity. I went to his apartment this afternoon for a showdown.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell you that because... Well, because Gilbert was already dead when I found him. I was afraid. My criminal record, you know.
I know. But I also know that Shannon was not blackmailing you.
What?
Just a minute. Come in here.
When the law beckons...
And put your hat on.
Spoken like an old friend.
That's the man. I paid him the money.
Paid? You paid me?
All right, Smith, you can relax.
But I told you, Inspector, I was the bait the spider used to lure the fly. When I saw them today in church, sitting side by side like Damon and Phineas, I...
Inspector McKee.
Huh? Is it, Mr. DeMora?
Could I have a glass of water, please?
Sure. But first, give me what you have in your hand.
You have no right to...
We'll talk about that some other time. Pills, huh? Poison. Sit down, Mr. DeMora. It's your turn to talk now about a double murder, and no double talk, if you know what I mean.
I just can't believe it. Father DeMora, of all people.
Your father's oldest friend. Know thine enemies, but beware of thy friends.
And Oliver, an escaped convict. I knew that Dad had met Oliver in San Diego.
He didn't meet him, Miss Shannon. He helped put him in jail. Your father was one of those energetic newspaper reporters who liked to play detective, too.
But Dad married Oliver's sister.
Yes, one of those things you never understand. Got the whole story from Smith. He was Gilbert Shannon's editor.
Then he knew.
Yes, but liquor and hard luck put a cloud on his mind. So when he met Oliver Gold after 20 years, he didn't recognize him as John Revillo.
And he collected the blackmail money and turned it over to Santa Samora.
For a whiskey pittance. Smith had to have whiskey.
Inspector, how did Santa find out about Oliver?
DeMora told me he got it from your father during a moment of whiskey weakness.
But why did he kill him?
For protection. Your father was the only one who knew Oliver's past. But DeMora was blackmailing him.
But why did he kill Tamsin?
Oh, to frame you, my dear, for both murders.
What?
You quarreled with Tamsin in a restaurant. DeMora was present.
He told you about that, too?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's very clever, I must say.
Mm-hmm.
How did he get into the house? I left him at the front door.
He unlatched it while you were saying goodnight.
Oh. Well, that explains everything.
Just enough.
Calling Inspector McKee. calling Inspector McKee.
What now? Hmm? Another murder? What is it?
Excuse me, sir. This is Cassidy.
Hmm?
There's a question that's playing on my mind, and if you'd be good enough to answer it...
Sure, sure. Anything to go home and go to bed.
Well, sir, it's about them telephone calls that Smith left me to your office about their murders. Why did he do it?
An old newspaper man and a lunatic. He couldn't resist the scoop.
But how could he know about them, Inspector?
Very simple, Cassidy. He was in the right place at the wrong time.
Yes, but I...
Good night. Good night, Cassidy. Stop worrying about trifles. The case is closed. And so closes tonight's Crime Club book, Mr. Smith's Hat, based on a story by Helen Riley. Stedman Coles did the radio adaptation. Roger Bauer produced and directed. Inspector McKee was played by Raymond Edward Johnson and Julie by Elaine Kent. The cast included William Podmore, Eleanor Phelps, Paul Hammond, Sherling Oliver, and Barry Thompson. Oh, I beg your pardon. Hello? I hope I haven't kept you waiting. Yes, this is the Crime Club. I'm the librarian. Yes, come over a week from tonight. Good, we have a very unusual story of a charity ball at which the principal gift was death. It's called Murder Goes Astray by M.V. Heberden. In the meantime... Well, in the meantime, there's a new Crime Club book available this week and every week at bookstores everywhere. Yes, it's available now. Fine. And we look for you next week. And by the way, the next time you sit down to enjoy a good show, think of the 1.5 million men who are trying to win the peace throughout the world. And yes, think of the 199,000 who helped win the war and are still in the hospitals. They like a good show, too. So keep them going with good USO entertainment. They still need USO, and USO is you. This program came from New York. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.